So I have a little surprise for you. And the reason I'm doing this because they don't know I'm going to do this. And I want to get their take on this. I really do. So I want my producer, Nick, and James from the Hake Report to come here for a minute into the studio. I need to know something. I really do. So I need Nick and James. And Nick is combing his hair back, trying to look like he has sense on camera, but not in the office. You don't want them to show you walking in?
Well, I don't want to walk right in front of
you. You can walk right in front of them. There ain't no sin.
Why don't you crawl like me?
This camera's not on.
Look how low this chair is.
Is it
trying to sabotage me?
Yeah. Can't you lift it? You look short.
Yeah, he.
You guys are sabotaging
down.
Me.
What?
You guys are sabotaging me?
What do you mean?
Nothing. Never mind.
No, what do you mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
So normally when Nick comes into the studio, he's so nervous, he twists
That's
up the cord.
That's not true.
He twists up the cord on the...
I twisted because you guys told me to make sure I don't twist it. So I sit down, I make sure it's all good, and I'm ready.
He's so unconscious.
Ah.
And I need all three of you guys on camera.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So you have Joel, the black one. Joel is audio engineer, for those who don't know. He's also started his own business since being at Barn. We have an entrepreneur academy. And Joel has a couple of dance studios. He's an instructor. Nick is my new producer. He took the place of James, a Mexican-looking guy, but really not a Mexican. I think he's something else. Are you an El Salvador?
No.
What are you?
You mean like my body, my DNA, Colombian-Cuban?
Are you Colombian-Cuban kind of a person?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know Ricky Nelson? Not Ricky Nelson, but Lucy.
Not personally.
Lucy husband.
Not personally.
Oh. And James is of the Hake Report. The Hake Report. The Hake Report. Coming up at the top of the hour, by the way. And so the reason I call these guys in, they don't know it at all because I just thought about it. And that's why Nick's so nervous. And James have no idea what's about to happen.
Correct.
What are you thinking?
I'm just going with the flow.
Same.
Oh, Lord. What do you think, Joe?
It's some kind of mess.
So, some of you know that there was a female police officer out of Dallas who says that she accidentally walked into someone else's apartment in her building. She thought she was going into her apartment building. She thought she was going into her apartment at her building there, and she accidentally walked into a black guy's apartment and saw him there, and she shot him because she thought she had been invaded, that someone had broken in. And her name is Amber Geiger. And Amber Geiger went to trial, and they gave her 10 years. They found her guilty of murdering a black guy by the name of
Botham Jean.
Is it Botham?
I think that's how his brother pronounced it.
Botham.
Yeah.
Jean. Who named their child Botham?
And by the way,
what does Botham mean? Don't bother me.
You put murder in air quotes for the people listening on podcasts.
Oh. Yeah, I did air quote. And according to the Daily Mail, this woman got 10 years in prison for accidentally or thinking that she would protect an invader into her apartment, right? And he was black, by the way. He was black, and she was white. She white. And so Amber Geiger was sentenced to 10 years in prison under the charge of murdering Botham.
Botham.
Botham. Gene. And so during the sentence hearing, Botham's brother,
Brent,
said that he forgive her and he wanted to hug her. I want to play that first soundbite for you. Brendan.
Brent.
Brett Gene, the brother of Bottom Gene, forgave Amber for killing his brother and accepted her apology. And accepted her apology that it was an accident. Here's the first soundbite.
I'm not going to say I hope you rot and die just like my brother did, but I personally want the best for you. And I wasn't going to ever say this in front of my family or anyone, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you. Because I know that's exactly what both of them would want you to do. Oh. And the best would be give your life to Christ. I don't know if this is possible, but can I give her a hug, please? Please?
Yes.
Amazing.
I was wrong.
It is. It's Botham.
Botham.
I mean Botham, not Botham.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to speak here. You're making it worse.
True.
So the reason I have all three of the guys here right now is because I want their impression of that part first. What do they think about him forgiving, hugging? And by the way, the reason he had to ask over and over, please, please, because normally in a court like that, when a person's found guilty, they don't let you hug the accusers, right? You can't hug a murderer, right? But they went on and allowed him to do it. And so, and by the way, the judge was black. The people on the jury were mostly black. Everybody, mama, black. They black. There was a few whites. But five whites, I think. Joel, what did you think about that hug, that apology and that hug?
I think that it was...
And I don't know what they think at this point, folks. I've not asked them. If we did talk about that part, I don't remember hearing it. Because this happened yesterday, I guess.
I just seen this, as a matter of fact, this morning, so I didn't even know you were going to bring it.
Okay.
But, I think that was, you know, it was necessary. You know, I'm glad that he went up there and said that, because there's so much, like, politics that are circled around this situation, especially with her being white and his brother being black.
He white, he black.
And then instead of, like, you know, it's always so much back and forth with this animosity, and I think that was so necessary for him to go up there and just, you know, bring it to what it really should be. It's like, you know, like, move forward and forgive the suspect for doing whatever happened or whatever the situation is. But I think it was necessary, and it was good for the blacks and his family members who, you know, were a part of the whole thing to hear that.
What do you think of it, Nick?
Amazing. It's so amazing to see him do that.
Amazing.
It was so cool to see him do
that.
And
why was it so amazing?
Because you even hear him say, he's like, I wasn't going to do this. I didn't even know if I was going to do this. So he was, like, in my opinion, fighting against the like, grain, you know, his family, his mom, everybody, the protesters, they're all like, want one thing, but he went against everybody by himself, and he's like, I forgive you.
Okay.
And I don't even want you to be in jail.
What do you think of it, Jay?
I've seen this twice, maybe three times. I didn't know that he had said, I don't want you to...
I didn't know that either.
Rotten,
amazing.
Rotten,
I had heard that part. He said what?
He said that I don't want you to rot and die
like my
brother did.
Right.
Seemed like a dig. But
like a what? A dig?
A dig.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
But he sounds like
I'm trying to think about what you were thinking of.
To think hard.
Okay, out of my head.
Go ahead.
He sounds like, I mean, one of those nice Christian guys that is taught this stuff, that you forgive your enemy. And it sounds like the Botham was that way too. Like, he was like a Christian. And I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true.
Rumor has it
that he used to sing gospel in the mornings, and she would get annoyed at him. I don't know if that's true. Like, she could hear it through the walls or the floors or something. Anyways.
Who can hear through the floor?
The cop who eventually killed the neighbor.
She lived upstairs. He lived downstairs?
She lived below.
Whatever.
She lived below.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Through the ceiling, she could hear it.
Okay.
And he was stomping.
But no, there's also rumors that... sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Go for it.
But what do you think about that, though?
But it seems like that you're Christian, you're raised Christian, you're taught to forgive the enemy thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the first part, folks. What were you about to say, Nick?
Well, you were just bringing up the rumors that he sang gospel and that she was annoyed by that. There's rumors that they dated or something like that. There's all sorts of crazy rumors.
Yeah.
No evidence,
ooh,
obviously.
So on the second song by Allison Jean, Brandon's mother had her statement about the sentencing. So this woman held a press conference right after this happened. This was after the boy apologized, her son, and after he forgave, and then they went out. Here's the mother holding a press conference.
No threat.
He was no threat.
Shame.
To her. He had no reason to pose a threat to her because he was in his own apartment.
Thank you.
That 10 years in prison is 10 years for her reflection and for her to change her life. But there is much more to be done by the city of Dallas.
Yes.
The corruption that we saw during this process must stop.
What do you think about that, Joel? What she just said, the mother of the dead boy.
What did she say at the end? Something must stop.
The corruption we saw throughout this process and with the police must stop.
What corruption?
Well, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what corruption she means. But for one, I think that she was getting a little preachy. And I think that, you know, she is emotional over, you know, the situation. So, you know, she's making a ignorant statement of saying this girl should, you know, 10 years, this should be her time of reflection or whatever the case is. I think she just hurt because her son was killed.
Okay.
And that's all, really.
And they need to ship her back to Africa.
Really?
Mommy Africa, ship her back.
Anybody who hires that guy just makes me skeptical in the first place because he's just...
Benjamin Crump?
He seems to be behind all the crazy, nutty stories about black crime, so...
Benjamin Crump.
Right.
Okay. What do you think about the mother's press conference and what she said?
I think she's so angry her eyes have gone squirrely. Like, I don't know. It's such a clear difference. Like, you see the way the son forgave, but now you see her. She's still on a crusade. She's still on her mission. I think she's forgotten about her son.
What do you think of what the mother, Allison, had to say?
I didn't know that she was African.
I didn't know that. I was
like,
about, I'm like, send that woman, half her back to Africa.
I thought she's from the island.
She ain't from here. Oh, go ahead.
So, it was, I don't know. It's, people, when they make these statements after somebody gets murdered in their family or killed in their family, supposedly murdered, they tend to get like this self-righteous tone. And I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. And another soundbite, and then one other after that, this is it. Allison was asked, the mother of the dead man and the boy who forgave, the mother would ask what she thought of her son's forgiven hug.
But what he did today was remarkable. And he did it all on his own.
The mother of Botham Jean says she was surprised by the moment her 18-year-old son, Brant, offered forgiveness to his brother's killer, Amber Geiger.
What Brant did was to cleanse his heart towards Amber. I do not want it to be misconstrued as a complete forgiveness of everybody.
Jean family.
Oops. I left that little Jean family at the end, but. The ending was, I don't want everybody to think that this is a complete forgiveness.
Why you cut it off like that? What do you think of that, Joel?
I don't see some when she starts speaking, like, you know, I'm like, okay, well, you know, she's, you know, okay with what he said, and then at the end she throws in that little thing which kind of confuses me, where she said, I don't want this to be a complete forgiveness. What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. But I mean, it seemed like she was trying to, you know, be understanding to, you know, and not get too, you know, political over it and say, you know, he shouldn't have done that. So I give her a little bit of respect for that, but I don't know. It seems kind of weird.
What did you think of that, Nick?
I disagree. I think she was, the feeling I got is that she didn't know that her son was going to do that and that she didn't really like it. And she's just like, yeah, no, it was good. But her true feelings about it came out when she said, but it's not a complete forgiveness, just so you guys know. I think that's how she really feels about it.
She's saying to all the cops, I ain't forgiving y'all. I ain't let all y'all white folk go.
Exactly. Well, I'm getting that feeling, right?
Cops.
Because she was saying, like, oh, yeah, no, he was cleaning his heart. But she says, right, she said, oh, I didn't know he was going to do it, right? Like, so, you know, I'm feeling that her true feelings about it came out when she said, it's not a real forgiveness.
I wonder if she thinks he's going to mess up the amount of money I get from this lawsuit.
I wonder
what she thinks. Are he forgiving these police?
Who knows what these lawyers...
My case ain't over.
That boy didn't even want her to go to jail.
Yeah.
No. What do you think of the mother, what the mother had to say right there?
To be honest, like, it's weird that she's this involved, because these seem like they're adult men. Like, she's all proud. She acted like, I don't know if she's proud or disavowing it when she said, look at me when I talk. Jesse, you're just...
Now you see how that feels.
Wow. Wow.
Someone just texted me and it took my attention away. Okay, go ahead.
So, like, I don't know if she was disavowing what her son did by saying he did that all on his own, or if she was, like, proud of him for taking the initiative all on his own to forgive. But she probably is. I mean, what my assumption is that she's the one who raised these boys Christian, so-called Christian. And then I don't know where the dad is. It's just weird. The whole thing is a little odd to me.
Okay.
And she definitely, that was weird when she said, I don't take it as a full forgiveness on behalf of everybody. So she doesn't forgive the boy, the girl, the cop.
And the last soundbite is the protesters gathered outside, angry at the 10-year sentence.
We will never receive the equal justice that we deserve. And all of us are here. We're here today because we want to make changes. 10 years is not enough. Both in John's life matter. And when there is no justice, it should never be any peace. It should never be.
No justice, no peace. Oh. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
Is it?
What do you think of that?
I think that, I think that the mom is, you know, stuck in that too.
Stuck on you.
In the sense that, like, she's influenced.
Got a feeling deep down in my soul. I just can't lose.
You just got to give it a minute, Dave.
Joe can't make a good point.
You just got to give it a minute.
All right, the minute is up.
I just think that she's influenced by that too. The mom's influenced by that. And then also, she don't want to, like, look crazy by, you know, going against her son. You know, she loves her son. And for people who are listening to audio podcasts, I'm doing air quotes. But she loves her son, so she wants to give her son credit for doing something genuine, even though it was still, you know, Christian pushed a little bit. But, you know, I think she just majorly influenced by this black power stuff. And then her family members are no justice, no peace. Benjamin Crump, whatever his name is pushing. So it's just it's hard to see what how people really feel.
Okay, mm-hmm. Nick.
Yeah, no, it's just, I totally agree. I can see how the mother can be influenced by that. And who knows what these attorneys are telling her in her ear? But another thing is that first lady who was speaking will never get no justice. It's like, who are you?
I know.
who is that lady? No, her name wasn't given. Like, she's not related to the family. Like. What justice? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
That did strike me that, like, who is this person?
Yeah.
It's not even, like, the only way that it's a black thing is that blacks are known to break into places. And so that's the only reason that they can identify with, oh, this is a black thing.
The only way.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Because they're saying, oh, it's a racist thing. No, it's because the cops especially deal with blacks like this all the time, especially in Dallas. But it was remarkable that I didn't see one man protesting like that. That no justice, no peace thing. And I was thinking about Black Lives Matter was founded by those three black lesbians.
Lesbia!
One of whom you interviewed and she hung up after you asked her if she supports capitalism or not.
What was her name?
Rest in peace, Chicken Song.
Patrice Cullors.
Yeah.
And then she called it a violent show. But, and you're right, like Benjamin Crump, he's like... He's like a female.
Jesse Jackson.
Is he part African?
He's a foreigner. He looks like an African.
Yeah.
He should be over here.
Mm-hmm.
Send him home.
It's
the Guyanese.
It's really disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate the people. My question about the woman talking about no justice, no peace. Who, like you said, who are you? And what did this whole incident have to do with you? Where is the injustice in it for you?
She's like, when are we going to see what are you talking
about? And why do they always repeat that line like it's deep anymore?
Most black people are silly. The mother is evil. The boy's mama, the boy that's dead, and the little boy that apologized, the mama is evil.
Yeah.
She's real evil. Nasty old evil black woman. She really is. And when I thought about that boy apology, I had not heard as much as you showed us, Nick. I think it was amazing, especially when he said, I wouldn't even have you go to jail and all that kind of stuff. He is so right about that. It was an accident.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with being a police officer. It wasn't about that. Anybody with any common sense, if they thought that they walked into their home and some person's in their home, you're going to defend yourself if you got in a sense. And that's all this woman was doing, defending herself. It was an accident. This woman should not be going to jail.
And the judge knows it.
The judge knows it. This mama know it, too. But I guarantee you it's about money for the mama.
They would not have let her hug that boy
and
if they thought she was a violent criminal.
The judge,
that's
the
right.
The judge hugged her, too.
Because the judge knows she's not a violent criminal. Yeah.
She was tearing up.
She's not a murderer.
The judge was crying during that when he was asking to hug.
Yeah.
And she's like wiping a few tears, and she was like, okay, you can go hug.
She got a little hug in. Yeah.
But that boy was absolutely right. This woman should not be going to jail. And to forgive her when she apologized for killing the man accidentally because she thought she was defending herself, she doesn't deserve jail time. It wasn't intentional.
Right.
It wasn't a thought-out planned murder. It was an accident. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate for the man that's dead, but it was an accident. That woman should... I love that boy for forgiving. The boy better than the mama. Maybe he listened to the show. But God bless that boy for forgiving. Really. But that mama, hellbound, I think. I don't know where she's going, but she's an evil woman.